Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to combat the lies of the Democrat shields. And the reason why we have to do this is because when we say they're lying to you, they really are. We're going to take our time tonight and go through a few things that they claim that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have done to help black people specifically. Okay. We're going to go through what they say on their own website about the Inflation Reduction Act. We're going to talk about the infrastructure bill that they claim that Biden has done to help black people specifically, right? We're going to talk about that one thing they say about, oh, he helped reduce the insulin to $35. We're going to talk about all that tonight. But first, let's go on and go to the websites from the White House, these government websites, and take their own words and see, are they really helping black people specifically? Let's look at what was released by the White House about the Inflation Reduction Act. Remember, the Democrat shields say the Inflation Reduction Act is for black people. That means he did it for black people. I said many times that Inflation Reduction Act is for everybody, and it's kind of like a function of government. So we're not going to read through all this. We're going to kind of go through some of this stuff. He talks about in 12 months, the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law. They're talking about the private sector. It has announced more than $110 billion in new clean energy manufacturing investments. That's not targeting the black community. It's targeting the elite. More than $70 billion in the EV. What black person has a $70 billion? I'm talking about the black community for an EV supply chain. And $10 billion in solar manufacturing. That's not benefiting the black community. That's benefiting big business. He's still talking about clean energy here, investments, and he ain't saying nothing about no investments in the black community. But it's supposed to be for black people, though, right? They awarded $1 billion to help communities be more resilient and protect them from disastrous impacts of climate change, drought, heat, extreme weather. How is this for black people? How? When the shields tell you, oh, he did the Inflation Reduction Act, that's going to help black people. $15 million of saving an average of $800 per year on health insurance premiums. They say people. They didn't say black people specifically. The IRS is strengthening enforcement, wealthy tax cheats, and y'all paying y'all taxes right now. Y'all seeing some of that right now, right? So did that help black people? No. He's talking about a large climate investment. That's not going to black people. And we don't have to look through or read all this, okay? You know, because it's kind of saying the same thing. So giving all this money to the Forest Service and the Department of Interior, all these millions of dollars. But they claim they don't have no money for reparations. $575 million right here, right? $514 million, $250 million to the Forest Service. And assumed up to $1 billion in grants, but they have no money for reparations. See, he ain't got no problem spreading money all over the place. Another $2 billion. Investing in America to create good paying jobs. Now, this is supposed to be for black people. Remember, that's what Democrat shields tell you. This is for black people. Now, as you look at this, where is this for black people at? Where? Unless that black person is it has clean energy that he's or she producing, or they got an electric car plant. How is this for black people as a community? right? So as we keep going down, lowering energy costs. Where's the lower energy costs at? It's wintertime, and my power bill haven't really went down much or nothing. They're talking about cutting anything by 2030. Man, we need somebody. But you're talking about for black people? Okay. Florida Power and Light refund is $400 million in savings. He's giving all these companies that's basically, you know, different things is going to happen. Lowering health care costs. And we won't get into to some of that a little later. But as you go through this here, they're talking about all that. Medicare power to negotiate drug prices, all of that. You know, and they're always telling you about the $35 deal. I'm gonna get into that a little later, talking about that and who's there really benefiting, and that's not really benefiting solely black people. It's kind of a shame with the lies these shills tell. They'll tell you about all this here. They're milking the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share. Black folks aren't, they're trying to get wealth, but they're not a big corporation like that. Talking about a 15% tax, all this by the IRS. Like, how any of this is for black people? How? When they tell you he signed the Inflation Reduction Act, that benefits black people. Okay, let's go to the next thing they claim that benefits black people. The bipartisan infrastructure deal. Remember he said that, well, he did the infrastructure bill that benefited black people. Okay, let's see if it really benefits black people. You know, talking about they passed it. Yada, yada, yada. They say here, a deal rebuild America's roads, bridges, rail. Of course, we know infrastructure is a function of government. It's not specifically for black people. We're not the only one driving on those roads. Talking about delivering clean water to all American families and climate. Eliminate the nation's lead service lines. That's not specifically for black people. Ensure every American has access to reliable high-speed internet. You said every American, that does not specific for black people. Repair and rebuild our roads, bridges with focus on a climate change, mitigation, resilience, equity, and safety for all users. That is a function of government that doesn't benefit black people specifically. We pay taxes for this. Improve transportation options for millions of Americans and reduce greenhouse emissions through the large investment in public transit in the U.S. history. Once again, function of government. We all pay taxes. This is what you're supposed to be doing. How is this specific for black people? Or could black people use these things? Yes, but it's not specifically for us. Remember, the Democrat Shields and Boulay Martin tell you that this is specifically for black people. Upgrade our nation's airports and ports to strengthen our supply chains, prevent disruption that have caused inflation. This will improve U.S. competitiveness, create more and better jobs at these hubs, and reduce emissions. Once again, airports, ports, function of government. We pay taxes on that. How is that specific for black people? Make the largest investment in passenger rail since the creation of Amtrak. Black folks don't own Amtrak or no rail lines in America, so that money is not going to be funneled to a black company. Once again, rail lines, function of government. Build a national network of EV chargers. Most black Americans don't have an electric car. And for surely, most of them don't want it. I definitely don't want it. I'm an oil and gas man. You'd be smart to keep your gas vehicle. Look what happened in that Arctic blast that came recently. All them EV places, they couldn't even charge them cars. There you go. Upgrade our power infrastructure, deliver clean, reliable energy across the country, and deploy cutting-edge energy technology to achieve a zero emissions future. Once again, function of government. We pay taxes. Make our infrastructure resilient against the impacts of climate change, cyber attacks, and extreme weather events. You can't control the weather no matter what y'all say, you folks. Once again, that's considered a function of government. Deliver a large investment in tackling legacy pollution in American history by cleaning up Superfund and brownville sites, reclaiming abandoned mines, and capping orphan oil and gas wells. Now, you're talking about pollution, but yet none of this. You talk about Cancer Alley in Louisiana that affects black people. Now, you say down here this investment would benefit communities of color. I don't mean black people. And it has been found 26% of black Americans, Hispanic Americans, 29% live within 3 miles of the Superfund site, a higher percentage than for Americans overall. But you talking about this for black people. How? This is a function of freaking government. So how is this specific for black people? So we're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, and the only thing they talk about is that $35 with the insulin. And we're going to talk about, you know, that. And this bipartisan infrastructure deal, that's for black people. And that's a function of government. So let's continue. So far, as you see, the infrastructure bill is a function of government. The Inflation Reduction Act is basically another function of government, and it's benefiting in the elites and white corporations. It's not benefiting black Americans specifically at all. But the Democrat shields will come tell you that it is now. And you saw in the Inflation Reduction Act, the part about diabetes. Let's go there. Let's really talk about diabetes and black Americans. So everything I took was from the American Diabetes Association. First, we have a population taken from the census, 47.9 million black people in this country. According to the American Diabetes Association, 38.4 million Americans have diabetes. Out of that, black people represent 12.1, some numbers say 12.7% of that population, which brings you down to 4.6 million black Americans that have diabetes. Now, they said that that insulin situation, that benefited black people. Well, it didn't benefit 43 million people. So how did it benefit black people? Now, that it benefited black individuals. And of course, I want them to get all the help they need. I'm not trying to reduce help of anybody in the community, but you can't say that that was specific for black people because 43,253,600 black Americans are left out of this so-called help because they don't have diabetes. You understand? So you Democrat shills, how are you going to sit here and say that that is helping black Americans when that is helping all Americans who have diabetes? You understand? So once again, that is an epic fail. That's not specific for black Americans. Sorry, because we don't have diabetes, not like that. We got, now that number is still high. 4.6 million people is a lot, okay? But I would like that number to get down to 2,000 if I could, right? But still, that is not specific for black Americans because that's not a disease that black Americans have. That now, if you said you did something for sickle cell anemia, then I say, okay, that is targeting black America because more black people have sickle cell than diabetes. That executive order was only to federal law enforcement, meaning FBI, U.S. Marshals, DEA, things like that. The majority of the people who have terrorized black America on a daily has not been the U.S. Marshals. It's been local PD. George Floyd, it wasn't the FBI that did that. It wasn't the U.S. Marshals. It wasn't the DEA. It wasn't IRS agents that did that. It was local law enforcement. Rodney King, the first uprising I ever seen. It wasn't FBI. It was LAPD. So your executive order isn't worth crap if it does not do anything to the local. Now, if y'all would have passed a law and that law would say, okay, this is what the law gonna be. And if any of you police violate this law, we're gonna come and get you on the federal statutes. Right? Then I can say, okay, fine. That is something that Biden actually did because, hey, we know how we're talking about the police, and he actually did something on the federal level to stop that from happening. You understand? You know, black Americans suffer with home ownership. You could tackle that even without Congress if you wanted to, Biden. You have control, and you say you don't, of the federal interest rates. You can drop that, say, hey, we're no longer using credit score for FHA loans. We're doing rental history. If that person is making a $2,000 payment and they have no evictions on their record for the past 3 years, we can put you in a home at minimum of what you're paying for rent in this apartment. They got people paying $2,500 for apartments, but then they go to the bank and they say, oh, you don't qualify because you got too much debt. The American government got debt. How you going to penalize somebody about some doggone debt to income ratio? And they say car loans is the one that's the most. Well, how are people going to drive to go pay your bills? They got to get a loan. It doesn't make sense. Or you can say we're not going to count car loans as part of your debt to income ratio. It's a lot of things, rules that they could put in to actually say, you know, we're trying to boost black home ownership. So this is what we're going to do to help out. Will that benefit everybody? Yes. But it's going to benefit black people a lot more. Because certain things you could do that benefit everybody, but it helps black people a lot more. Right. I would even say, if he did that, I would say, you know, OK, yeah, that's a big benefit to black people. Right. It's so many things that they can do. He can say, hey, we are ending all the provisions in the 1994 crime bill. All that, we're going to give the states billions of dollars as an incentive to not put people in jail. Because the crime bill gave the states incentive to put people in jail. You know what? He could pass a law to say, hey, if you don't put people in jail, that's nonviolent offenses. And most black people offenses are nonviolent. Nonviolent offenses. And if they have to have some home confinement, we're going to give the states billions of dollars to do home confinement for nonviolent offenses instead of putting people in prison. And we know they target us more than any other group. I would even say, okay, man, Biden did that, man. Biden helped out a lot of black people. I would say if he helped out black people, I would give credit where credit's due. But your Democrat shield is not going to come up here and talk about some Inflation Reduction Act, some infrastructure bill. You're not going to talk about some diabetes all black people don't have diabetes like that. You're not going to talk about student loan debt, which I said before, everybody should go to college for free. Everybody should. Just like you go to public school for free, I believe everybody should go to college for free.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I just feel that way. And we wouldn't have a student loan debt problem, right? But don't let these people lie to you and try to conceal. This is the problem. When the shields question a lot of you, you don't have the right information. You know, you just know in your everyday life he didn't do anything, but you can't really articulate it when the shields press you about that, right? So they'll throw up this insulin thing, but you could tell them, the majority of black people don't have type 2 diabetes. When they tell you about student loan debt, the majority of black Americans don't have student loan debt. They don't. You got to know this when these shields come your way. Say, tell them shields, go back and tell Biden, go do reparations. That'll help me. He do reparations, he ain't got no problem me going. Listen, if Biden does reparations in the form of cash payments, I'll go vote for Biden. I'm saying that publicly. I'll go vote for Biden if he do reparations in the form of cash payments and them checks and hit our accounts and the Democrats had did it, I'll go vote for them because they are right. The Democrats are doing right. But as of right now, hell no, I ain't voting for them. No, ain't happening. So stop pissing on our leg, Democrat shields, and telling us it's rain. We live in the age of information. That's not going to work no more. The shaming tactics don't work. So you need to stop with that. Nobody's going to sit up here and feel bad We have information. Biden didn't do nothing for Black America specifically. He did it for the Asian community, but he didn't do nothing for the Black community. Even at that time, they could have added Black America to that bill and did something for Black America and Asians. But they didn't want to do that. And all your Congressional Black Caucus members voted for that. All of them. So the next time they come, you say Biden did something for Black people, you say around it, no, he didn't. Because you know what? I was watching Brother Phil's podcast, and he laid it out, how Biden didn't do nothing for Black people. So you could miss me with that. Now, when he come do something specifically for my community, come holler at me by voting for him. Until then, I got the couch, at least for right now. Or, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking about Trump. I don't know. But as of right now, the couch got it. Got my vote. And if I feel like voting for Trump, I'll go do that too. It's just that simple. Well, what Trump gonna do for you? Don't worry about what Trump gonna do. I'll make that decision. But I know Biden is the one that sat up there and begging Black votes. He's begging. He begged last time. He insulted Black folk, and I don't see how we voted, how we as a community, not me. Let me address that. I'm glad I said that. You got some people who's extremely misinformed. When have you ever heard me tell people go vote for Biden? And if I say go vote for Biden, please send me the link. I'm the one that coined him Jim Crow Joe. Nobody was calling him Jim Crow Joe before I said it. I remember when I said it. And it kind of caught on. And that's cool. You can call him Jim Crow Joe. There's no problem with me. Why would I call him Jim Crow Joe if I wanted people to go vote for him? That doesn't make sense. I would have been at the rallies too, wearing a Biden Harris shirt. Never advocated for that dude. So stop lying to people in the comment section, please. Oh, also, I'm kind of glad this happened. So, you know, in the comment section, a lot of times you have these people that taking a profile like picture of the channel and they leaving y'all comments, call me, text me. If it's on Facebook or something like that, friend request. I won't friend request none of y'all on the Facebook. So you see some page friend requesting you, it's not me. I ain't got time to friend request you. Trust me, I don't have time. Number two, on YouTube, we got our page verified since we got over 100,000. So I have a check mark by the Phil Scott podcast name is a check mark. So if you don't see that, that's not me talking to you. That's some troll or whatever. If I catch them, I try to block them from harassing y'all. But understand, Democrat shields, Biden haven't done nothing for Black people. So stop your foolish lies. You're lying. Those lies are not going to work. See, when you got truth tellers like myself and many others out here swatting down the lies, see, I would get so much enjoyment when the Democrats look at y'all on election night and they lost and they say, you ain't getting no money from us no more. You cut off. That's what I want to see. I want to see the Democrats toss you out like yesterday's garbage and not pink because you could not convince Black people to fall for the okie doke. And I don't care how much somebody cuss me. I don't say I laugh like I'm the type of person. The more angry you get, the more laughs it gives me. Actually, it's funny to me. Right. But the truth always going to win against a lie. So any other lies you telling my people, we're going to come right on out in a place like the Phil Scott podcast and go ahead on and set those lies straight. Shame on you for working with people who are truly anti-Black racist to deceive our people just so you can get a check. Shame on you and may you be broke for the rest of your life.